American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live on this 8th day of August 2005 for the next 2 hours. Program does air Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time, folks. We don't go on the time clock of the Eastern establishment. Thank you very much. We're in our own zone here in Central Texas, and we're going to stay that way. My guest today, Greg Szymanski, his line is busy right now. He's a heck of a reporter. He doesn't stop. And we just tried him again. His line's still busy. So as soon as we can get a line through to Greg Szymanski, he will be on air with us. Did an article in the American Free Press about Cheney planning the calls for U.S. to nuke Iran. Now, I did some web searching, and I'm seeing stories counter to this, saying that, Iran has made its declaration to go ahead with its nuclear program, so therefore they're on the hit list. That's not what Iran is saying. Iran is saying that we have no plans for enrichment of uranium, that we're going to be using our nuclear facilities here to generate power and for peaceful purposes. Well, that's not going a whole long way with the Pentagon, the White House, or anybody, especially Dick Cheney. Because Cheney's on a roadmap for peace for, that's right, our buds and pals in the Middle East, that's right, the Israelis, which, by the way, are the only people in the Middle East which have nuclear weapons. Could you imagine, folks, if Mexico and Canada had nuclear weapons and were threatening us and we had none? Be a little different story, but at any rate, we'll get Greg on here as soon as we possibly can. We also have Bill Rodriguez. He's going to be on for a segment in this hour, and this is these are one of the gentlemen, and he has been in contact with other people. Yeah, I'm talking about explosions inside the World Trade Centers. Two neatly came down, building number 7. The questions go on, but officially, according to the government, with its 9/11 Commission report, their cover-up, it's all done and over with. I trust them. I believe them. And tomorrow on the program, I'm going to have Dylan Avery along with Phil Jahan and the makers and producers of Loose Change. That's the latest installment on the 9/11 cover-up. Outstanding, and I mean this, outstanding DVD, outstanding video, because it asks the questions that have filtered down or been shaken out, and the more poignant or important questions to ask about 9/11. It is an expose that is outstanding. So we'll have these two gentlemen on. And the thing I like about it, ladies and gentlemen, is it doesn't name politics. It doesn't throw people into that paradigm of which they've been trained to think in. Democrats, Republicans, you know, good guys, bad guys. Makes no accusations against any one named individual. It just asks the questions. And for that is extremely, extremely effective. We'll take the break here. We'll get Greg Szymanski on as soon as his line clears up. And we'll do that right after this short break. This is the National Intel Report, ladies and gentlemen. And I am your froggy host today. We'll be right back.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN.
How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've tracked him down. He's on line with us, Greg Szymanski. Front page American Free Press last week, Cheney's plan calls for U.S. to nuke Iran. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for months now, we've been hearing the saber rattling going on about Iran. Israel has come out and said that they would, with no hesitation whatsoever, nuke Iran. Well, Iran could not retaliate because Iran has no nuclear weapons of its own. And to bolster the White House position is that, well, they do have nuclear facilities. They could, if they wanted to, enrich uranium for nuclear weapons. But a lot of experts put that at least 2 years out. So there doesn't seem to be any direct threat from Iran to Israel or anybody else in the Middle East. But that does not stop the brainchild in Washington, D.C., from thinking up these wonderful plans. Oh, by the way, this hinges on another terror attack in the United States. Folks, we had what they call domestic terrorist attack back in, it was the Oklahoma City bombing by one Timothy McVeigh, and the jury's still out on that, even though he's supposed to be dead. Well, some contend that he's not, but geez, did we see any of the pictures and the videos that would absolutely 100% confirm that Timothy McVeigh by himself, oh, that's right, with the help of Terry Nichols and the Conflab to blow up Oklahoma City with a ammonium nitrate bomb, which is physically impossible the way it went down, but And we were supposed to believe that one. And then came a bigger one, folks. We're not talking about 180-plus people. We're talking about the outright murder of better than 3,000 American citizens and military personnel, of which the story has more holes in it than a good grade of Wisconsin Swiss cheese. I have online with me Greg Szymanski. Good afternoon, Mr. Szymanski. How you doing?
Oh, how you doing? Nice to be with you today.
Well, I know you're a busy guy. You're writing now for the American Free Press. You write for a lot of different media outlets. You're getting quite a bit of exposure, Greg. One of the websites is arcticbeacon.com. I went up to that website, but I didn't see anything by Greg Szymanski. I had to actually do a Google. Can you tell us how to navigate around that Arctic Beacon to get your articles?
Well, when you go into arcticbeacon.com, you just go to articles, and you hit articles, and then most every article except for two over the last year are mine, which I've archived in that website. So it's very simple to find. You just click on the left side to articles, and then go into the basically it's a website that stores a lot of the stories I write, because many of them go places I don't I can't keep track of them all, and so I try to archive most of them there, and then they go off to different places. But it's become a fairly popular site. A lot of people go to it. I do a lot of feature stories about, I think, issues, bringing people's opinions out in the open that have not been heard, silenced by, I think, a very systematic approach taken by the media to present a certain picture and a certain story about what's happening in the world and in our country. And unfortunately, that's not the way things are. According to a lot of people that I talk to, and I just thought their voices, as a journalist would, should be heard also. What I found, interestingly enough, is over the last few years to be incredible amounts of stories that are very, very important to our country that have either been manipulated or suppressed by the newspapers and a government who is using the newspapers and the media now, the broadcast media, as a propaganda tool.
Well, and propaganda par excellence. It is like, Greg, they have a script from the Department of Defense or the Pentagon or the White House Situation Room, whatever the case may be. There doesn't seem to be a lot of hard, fast questions following the propaganda that's given to them. And one network claims to be fair and balanced. We report, you decide.
Mm-hmm.
And all I see is every time I tune into that, it's more propaganda for why we should be in Iraq and possibly expanding into other countries in the Middle East. I mean,
exactly. I mean, I think they view themselves, if you could picture a big locomotive train going down a track and just barreling down the track at 100 miles an hour with a bunch of cars on it. And the only opposition they have are several pieces of straw that are sticking up through the rail tracks. That's how they view the opposition journalists and people who are talking against this administration. They'll barrel right over you without even listening to you or having the courtesy to enter into an intelligent discussion about the matters. Or even investigate things, which really upsets me, investigate the truth, to investigate what's going on in the world and what's going on in our country in a fair manner so that people can make a choice.
Well, and Greg, I mean, journalism, I am old enough to remember that we used to have somewhat of journalistic freedom. We used to have not necessarily every major news media, whether it be electronic or print media. There was a time that you could see a fair and balanced approach to news stories. Now, of course, there's always been the fix-in. Depends
sure.
on who you rub in the wrong way and if people are afraid of that kind of retribution. We have had many journalists and many even TV reporters fired because they get on a track and they're told to ignore this and they persist and they're just let go. I mean, that happens every day in the news media. I mean, if you're really trying to do a fair and balanced story,
right.
and you're trying to get both sides of the argument or both sides of the aisle, that may lead you to places that there are more questions than there are answers. But
yeah.
this is what I wanted to ask you.
Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, whether I don't care on what subject it is, whether it's 9/11 or IRS or whatever it is, the way the news media has handled this is astounding to me, because they don't bring up any opposition or the other side of their pre-programmed story that they're putting out there. And it would seem to me that they could use this to great advantage for their own propaganda tool by taking on the objections and or questions about any given topic. And it would seem to me, if I was in the propaganda business, what I would do is I would bring forth those questions. I would air them out. I would have my experts there to nix them or poo-poo them or whatever you want to call
exactly.
them. Exactly. But they don't.
No. And, well, let me just get, you know, tell you what I think, and to add a couple things to what you were saying. There, in the past, there have been some strong voices in the media that, and let's say we go back 30, 40 years, the media basically did have some strong voices that presented an opposing view. It wasn't uncommon years ago to have two newspapers, one in the afternoon, one in the morning, and one in the afternoon, very liberal with very different views. I'm not talking liberal. I'm talking about judge busting, criminal busting reporters who are out there finding people who are doing wrong and reporting about it and getting the common man's opinion about what they thought about their government, and not afraid to ask politicians hard questions that made them look like jerks that they are, and to push them on an issue so that they couldn't just skirt around and lie to people. Well, unfortunately, that's gone. The media has become what's called a sleeping dog. They just love to lay next to the government and, you know, get patted every now and then. And when a story comes up, they'll run it, and then they'll run it and justifiably say, you know, I've got a verified source in the Pentagon that's verifying this source in the State Department. And you know what they're verifying? They're all verifying a bunch of lies. But that's okay, and that's printed. But however, when you get a cutting-edge story of a source who comes across with something that's so controversial in the administration that may bring it down, for example, like the Downing Street memos, and are totally, totally not followed through by an investigative team on any of these big newspapers that can afford it, that can afford to have reporters going all over the country getting the truth to the people, they just sit back and do nothing. And it's terrible. Because we have a sitting president right now who should be impeached.
The guy should be in prison.
And he is allowed to continue fostering these lies with a press that doesn't even question him. And what really upset me today, well, two things upset me recently. One, I was listening to, every now and then I turn CNN on to see what they're doing. And they, you know, have the audacity to give this gentleman, and his first name escapes me, but he wrote a book recently. And, you know, here's the book. Iran, the total threat of America, imminent threat to our nuclear, you know, imminent nuclear threat to America by Mr. blah, blah, blah Timmerman. And he sat up there espousing every government view that I've ever heard. And it was just ridiculous. And all I sat there and listened to was, you know, here he is now. Here's this guy getting paid to write a book, allowed by CNN to sit on here for 20 minutes and talk about Iran as a nuclear threat now and that we have to worry. And all he's doing is paving the way for middle-class America, people who don't get any other news but through CNN, to justify it in their minds when the administration decides to attack Iran. And they're the bad guys. And here's this guy being paid to do this and acting as if he's this, expert writer on Iran. Now that upset me.
Well,
they give all that time to CNN for that guy to do that without even once mentioning that maybe Israel has some nuclear weapons stored away in their arsenal.
Well, we don't dare talk about that because that may be interrupting something of national security for Israel. And after all, we brush a lot of stuff under the rug in this country under the interest of national security. But I'm in agreement with you, and I saw that. I saw tidbits of that interview with that guy, and my thought was exactly the same. You know, where is the other segment here of the person opposing what Mr. Timmerman was saying about Iran and why should we invade it? Why is it such a big major threat here to the United States? Look, we got to take the break. My guest today, Greg Szymanski. We're also going to be bringing up William Rodriguez here for a segment. I'll let Mr. Rodriguez tell his story about what was going on inside the World Trade Center. And corroborated, by the way. We'll be back with Greg Szymanski right after this.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hello, this is Christine with BringEmHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Cheney plan calls for U.S. to nuke Iran. Greg, you did a story, front page American Free Press here, on a article done by Philip Girardi in the August 1, 2005 issue of the American Conservative.
Right.
Interesting. This is, he ordered, apparently, Cheney ordered the Strategic Command, or STRATCOM, to make the contingency plans for a nuclear strike against Iran.
Right.
Now, why would we, I'm having a hard time understanding this. They admit that Iran does not have any nuclear capability, any more than Iraq did. And, of course, their lie going into Iraq was they had weapons of mass destruction, they had biologicals, they had chemicals, they had the whole flotilla. Possibly they were developing nuclear weapons, but we didn't say that we were going to strike Iraq in a nuclear nature, nor mm-hmm. did we suggest we were going to do that with Afghanistan. But why Iran?
Well, let's just say it's been a target for a long time. I mean, Iran is a country that I think these people wanted to get their hands on for a while, and they view it as a threat to their interest in Iraq and the oil fields there. And I believe that they will strike there, or are striking there right now, based on this effort by these New World Order people to basically control the entire Middle East.
Well, Well, I mean, this seems kind of odd timing, don't you think? I mean, we just had the anniversary here of the Nagasaki Hiroshima, which, by the way, the United States, ladies and gentlemen, in case we forget history, there's been no other nation on the face of this planet since the invention of nuclear weapons that has used this in an aggressive manner against anybody on the Earth except the United States. Now, this seems to be lousy PR timing, as far as I'm concerned, to have stuff like this circulating when we just went through the horrific thing. And, of course, the Discovery Channel and the Learning Channel and all this stuff ran how horrible, you know, using atom bombs or nuclear weapons is and the aftermath thereof that doesn't show up for years. What are these people thinking? I mean, just from a public relations standpoint, here we got an anniversary. Then we got Cheney talking about, well, we want to nuke Iran if we have another strike here in the United States, which, by the way, Iraq did not facilitate. It would seem to me, since our dealings with Iraq, folks, and if you know your history, it seemed that we could probably have used Saddam Hussein against al-Qaeda because these two were mortal enemies.
Of course. Well, you know, when Hussein didn't play ball anymore with us, it was going to change over to the euro, and we saw a lot of money being lost there. That's when the war began. But anyway, I view it this way. We're in the middle of a book they've already written, and it's not over yet. By no means are we in the last chapter. And which direction the writers of this take over in that unfortunately control our country now, and I'm talking about people like Wolfowitz and people like Rumsfeld and others that have infiltrated our government through George Bush's power, and I might say illegal authority as president. Two major stories in America that are being overlooked right now are one, of course, Downing Street memos, which, if acted upon in a normal manner, would have been already in front of Congress right now, taking serious investigational steps to see if his actions and the actions of others in the administration merited impeachment. Now, there are a number of people that are moving towards this, but it's being blocked on the Hill by this group of people, Republican and neoconservative followers, who have taken over Congress, basically, and have thwarting this investigation. I mean, the American people, millions, hundreds of thousands of millions, have already sent letters to our government to get this going, but nothing gets done. And we should not stand for that. So there's one major story. The next major story is these indictments that have supposedly come down in Chicago, that have already indicted Bush and others for perjury and for obstruction of justice on the Fitzgerald investigation. Fitzgerald is the prosecutor there who started this in 2003 over the Valerie Plame case. But the investigation, of course, has spilled over into many other, and I might say, legally related areas that came to his attention and the attention of the grand jury while he was investigating this. The grand jury isn't just limited to the specific issue of the leak, but it can act on anything reasonable that's connected to it. And this investigation, supposedly, through sources in, I think, are pretty solid, I mean, good people in Chicago, that are saying that this has been suppressed, similar to the way it's been suppressed when Nixon suppressed when the indictments were suppressed against Nixon, and then Archibald Cox was fired, and then we had the Saturday Night Massacre, and the, of course, Watergate and Nixon resigning. Well, the same scenario, supposedly, but more serious, is going down now in Chicago, and people like Sherman Skolnick. Now, Sherman is, he is one of the old-time judge-busting, criminal-fighting, investigative people that America should be proud of having, because this gentleman, although some may think you view him as very, very flamboyant and some of his conclusions maybe outlandish, his investigative skills and what he has put together over the years is amazing if you look into his story closely. And so when you get a guy like this, who was very close friends with John at one time, and still is close friends with John Paul Stevens on the Supreme Court, and in fact John Paul Stevens wrote the, who was one of the dissenting opinions in Bush v. Gore, wrote a foreword to Sherman Skolnick's new book.
All right, hold
so
that.
So John Paul Stevens, in a sense...
Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back. Greg Szymanski's my guest.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 988-3325.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it. And put a jingle in your pocket.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I don't have Greg Szymanski on that often. We're going to have to do this some more. We're kind of hooking our wagons to American Free Press because they do a lot of the cutting-edge stories. And I want to interview the writers of the specific articles that we choose here for on air. Just good stuff, folks. I mean... Gosh, wouldn't you just love to see a national newspaper in this country that reports the news and it's available on any street corner, or you walk into your doctor's office and you see a copy laying there? Maybe we'll get there one of these days, but we're not there yet. Greg, we got a lot of different, there's a lot of different topics to cover here, but I want to switch gears and go into the World Trade Center. You've been doing a lot of stories here on the inside job to the World Trade Center. As I said on the program earlier before you were on, that we've got the slam dunk. We had the murder of 3,000 people, conveniently, what, within 48 hours, blamed on, and how they could do this is, unless they had a crystal ball, blamed on Osama bin Laden.
Right.
And, of course, the news stories kind of indicated that Iran, or Iraq, rather, was the one of the principal evils right up there with Adolf Hitler. And before all said and done, the way they spun their stories, 70% of the people, when polled in this country, thought Saddam Hussein had something to do with the World Trade Center attacks. I mean, this is how vague, or shall we say misleading, the press can be in this country, and that includes electronic media.
And I, yeah, and if I could just break in, an orchestrated effort by the media through using the government, using the media together to, one, bring down the Trade Center, then make Americans believe it was done by these 19 Arab terrorists, including, and of course, the Saddam Hussein must have been involved somehow, and then justified the war in Iraq, and through the propaganda machine of the media becoming a propaganda machine, this story was believed by many, many Americans, allowing these people to do these deeds. Now, if you look at it closely, the World Trade Center, and why I like writing about this story and will never stop writing about it, is because it's the major story in our country, I believe, one of the major stories in the history of our country. And I believe it deserves a complete and thorough investigation. I believe the truth should be found, and I believe we should have leaders in Washington who are searching for the truth. We have just the opposite. We have liars in Washington who are not searching for the truth. We have a group of American people, eyewitnesses and victims and survivors who have been terribly destroyed and hurt by these people, 3,000 people murdered, and we ran an investigation worse than Barney Fife and Andy Griffith would run. You run that commercial on your station, and it reminded me that they'd do a better job of finding out who actually attacked the World Trade Center. What upset me the most was when I saw first a cover-up of the hard evidence, and that's through FEMA and all the steel taken away, and then as I started talking individually, one by one, to as many survivors and victims as I could to get their story out, because I wanted to know about it, plain and simple. When I ran across William Rodriguez, I saw the most interesting and most interesting story I could ever listen, my ears ever listen to, that hasn't been told in America. And after I got to know William and listened to how, one, he tried to get the truth out, one, how he has people corroborating his story. He's a credible witness. He's a very truthful man who was almost killed at the World Trade Center and saved hundreds of lives, and has information that the World Trade Center didn't come down through jet fuel. It came down through bombs exploding in the basement, verified by a number of people that he provided our government with, the FBI, 9/11 Commission, go on and on and on, the news media, and they all suppressed the stories. 4 years later, New York Times and NBC News, on record to me, said, NBC News said, well, you know, he adds nothing new. It wasn't the focus of our attention. New York Times said, we left out Mr. Rodriguez's story in one of our books about the survivors because, you know, there wasn't room and he wasn't the focus of our attention. And it was just a bunch of BS. They basically ran stories about one of the most important men at the World Trade Center, survivors, who has a story to tell, and deleted it because I think it was so damaging that anybody that reads it knows would come away with the conclusion that the government story doesn't hold water. And so I decided to interview Mr. Rodriguez, do his stories, get to know him personally as I have, and I really am not going to stop by just writing, but I'm going to help him every way I can to get this story out to the American people.
You know,
and he deserves to be listened to.
And that's a good thing.
And I know you have him with us, I think.
Yeah, we do.
And I would love you to just talk to William and let him tell this story that, to me, shows clearly that the government lied about 9/11 and the media is in perpetrating the fraud onto the American people.
See, and before we get to Mr. Rodriguez, I just want to say, folks, that we had in this country a certain amount of transparency. And by that, I mean that if there was something out there that was going wrong, we could get information. We could get the information. Maybe we had to make a Freedom of Information Act request, or maybe it took some real journalistic skill to find witnesses and find people in the know, but they could be found.
Right.
And I think, Greg, what's going on in this country right now, and this is what I'm waiting for, and I know this, knowing human nature the way I know it, if we get some stories that we've been talking about, like you've been writing about, people that you've been interviewing, if this starts to hit mainstream, what this is going to do is afford a certain amount of protection, or maybe better said, a certain amount of latitude for people to come forth. Because there's tons of people out there that have the goods on the government, but they're afraid to talk. They've been intimidated. They've been threatened.
Exactly.
You know, but once this house of cards starts to fall and people perceive that it's now safe because people care about my story, they're going to put it out nationally. Gosh, could you imagine with all the crime, corruption, the double dealing, the police state, the people that hate America for what it stands for. I am waiting for that day. I am waiting for that day, Greg. That is my hope, because once we have that transparency, that people at least believe that, look, if we search for it enough, we bring it forth, at least other people are going to know about it, and maybe we can get something done. We're in the Stone Age here. We are in the Dark Ages as far as information flow goes. We have the greatest technology. We have instantaneous communications, but it's all being controlled and manipulated, and that's in itself is something very hard to explain to somebody that doesn't know what the heck's going on in this country. That, well, wait a minute, the media is suppressing these stories, and they just look at you like you dropped off of Venus.
Exactly. And the one way to look at the media is basically to say this. They run stories that are verified by people who lie, and they run those regularly because those are basically stories that are coming out of the government that are false. And two, they're suppressing stories that are of truth by people who can corroborate their stories. Now, why is that happening? Well, it's very simple. They have a business, and their business makes money, and they're trying to jump on the back of these people. And, you know, together, they see a different and better, a way of making more money. And the only way to do that is to control the population and manipulate them in any way they can. And that's exactly what they're doing. Now, if enough people get fed up with it, is there a possibility of changing this? Of course, it's not going to be easy. These people are ruthless, they're killers, and there's no other way to put it. But the only way to fight them back is, one, in a public court of opinion, first, and secondly, to get enough people to one day get rid of that cancer in our government. Nothing's perfect, but it's going to be better if we get rid of them and start fresh with something new, with American people that care about their country running things, instead of a group of manipulative, basically a manipulated group of power mongers that are now basically doing one thing and one thing alone, destroying this country from within.
That's exactly
every way possible.
And I know there's a lot of people that are in positions in government, in federal agencies even. I've talked to them myself. I've talked to police officers. I've talked to Wall Street people. I've talked to a lot of people that are inside, and they were mm-hmm. part of the game for a while until it got too doggone dirty. And they're not mm-hmm. they're not sleeping too well at night now. And
right.
and they're waiting like everybody else. But the real solution to this problem, when you have people that threaten to kill people or incarcerate them or harass them or send the IRS after them, look, truth is its own reward. And once we start bringing these people out in the open, telling their tales, this gets national attention. I mean national attention, just not this network or that network. But I'm talking national attention to go after the crooks and the people
sure.
who hate this country. Once that perception is that it's now okay to tell my story, there's no way that these creeps, these characters, can control that.
Well, listen, there's two ways to look at this. And I look at it the simple way. And that is, one, the people that are, whether they're judges that are corrupt or politicians that are corrupt, they're in there for a reason. Somebody's put them there, and somebody's got them on their payroll, and they've taken bribes, they've taken money, they've done something, and they know it. Okay, now, the people that are controlling them, that are passing the money around, that are really getting the benefits from them being in office, whether they wear a black robe or whether they were, you know, whether a congressman or an executive branch member, what's happening is that once a journalist or anyone, American whistleblower, whatever, exposes one of these people as being corrupt and there's no way out. For example, you expose a judge, a federal judge that's corrupt, and you know he's going down. What happens? These people throw him to the dogs.
That's right.
They let go of him.
That's right.
And you see how many politicians and crooked judges fall once they're exposed. So they're no good anymore to these people. So that's the key, is to understand that you can get rid of these politicians, but there's always going to be another one following because there's somebody crooked behind them that's controlling it.
Oh, they've got a whole line of people that are willing to take for fame, fortune, payoff, or whatever else. There's a dozen.
You watch how fast if something happens to Bush and he's no longer useful, they'll drop him like a hot potato. And he's probably saying, look, I'm not taking the fall for this. And if I do, I'm going down swinging. And that's basically what happened with Nixon. And that's happening all over again now. But I think more serious things are going on.
They can always Ron Brown them or whatever the case may be. But look, we've got Mr. Mr. Rodriguez online with us. And I just want to let folks know that on this network, ladies and gentlemen, you know, a lot of what we talk about, it scares the bejeebers out of people, and it should, because we're talking about a corrupt, out of control, doing all kinds of government that's doing all kinds of unconstitutional things. And it was a check and balance system, folks. We have a government now that is running all aspects of our lives. We have a government here that thinks that it knows better and to run our lives, but yet can't conduct an investigation, an honest investigation on the subject of 9/11. That should give you pause for cause right now. And we're geared here, not by pandering to people's fears. Okay. Yes, there's a lot of scary stuff out there, but we're geared toward the solutions. And I just want people to understand that. What we talk about here on this radio program and on this network on a daily basis, it may scare the living snot out of a lot of people. And yeah, that's right, you should be. But I'll tell you what, fear is their tool. Intimidation is their tool. There's enough of us right now in this country that care about this country. We care about our successive generations yet to come. And America is not lost. If the American people decide once and for all, we want it back. And the only way that that's going to happen is if we add to our numbers, because there's going to be more people coming forth that are going to come out and speak for the right reasons, not for ego, not for fame, not for their 15 minutes Andy Warhol fame type of deal. No, because they love this country and what it stands for. And I just wanted to just want the listeners out there to know, I'm not a fearmonger out there, folks. I'm geared toward solutions. So that's why I don't do videos scaring the living snot out of everybody, just to wake them up and get their attention. There are other ways in which to do it. And I've got with me online William Rodriguez. Bill, how you doing?
My pleasure to be on your program. Really,
well,
thank you for inviting me.
Well, thank you for what you're doing, because we need more people like yourself speaking out. Now, Greg Szymanski interviewed you. You were well. Tell us your story. Just go ahead and say.
Well, number one, you said it right in a nutshell. You know, the reason I'm doing this is because I love this country. I am a citizen since I was born. I was born in Puerto Rico, and as you know, we're territory of the United States. And we learned from the beginning in our early childhood to do what is right. And I survived the 1993 bombing, and on the 1993 bombing, there was a series of historical oversights that gave us the incentive from that moment on that if something else will happen on after 1993, we were going to be the first one, and I'm talking about the workers in the building, to set the record straight.
Right.
Now, here I am. I was a person in charge of all the maintenance of the stairwells of the North Tower. Only one person for all three staircases from the 110 flights that took to clean that building. I was a person that had the master key that opened all the doors in the complex. There were five master keys, and on September 11, all the people with the other four master keys that were actually trained on egress and escape and first aid and all these kind of rescue efforts were the first one to run out. And I was just a simple porter, janitor, and on 9/11 it changed my life. On the morning of 2001, September 11, I was actually on the basement. I came in late because every morning I would go there at 8 o'clock. And the support office in the building for the workers were located on the B1 level, the sub-level number one. The building has six basements, basement one all the way down to basement six. Now, the support offices were located on basement one. I was there talking to a supervisor when between 8:45 and 8:46, I hear a huge explosion that came definitely from the basement, from the lower level between B2 and B3. And I'm telling you this because of the experience. I was there for 20 years, and I could tell you the difference of something coming from the bottom or something coming from the top. It was very simple because we have always problems with electrical generators on the sub-level. So at that moment, I thought it was an electrical generator that just blew up at that moment. And when I was going to verbalize it, because everybody started screaming and everything shaked so hard, then we heard an explosion from the top. Now, that was a plane. Now you could discern the difference between something coming from the basement and something coming all the way from the top. It was totally different. And the building shakes so hard, the false ceiling completely collapsed, and the sprinkler system was activated. The wall started cracking, and a person comes running into the office screaming, "Explosion, explosion, explosion." And when I look at this guy, all his skin was pulled from under his armpits all the way down to the top of the fingertips. It was pulled like a piece of cloth. And at that moment, I thought it was clothing that was hanging from the tapes, until I saw the lines of blood starting to separate from his arms. And when I look at his face, I started screaming, "What happened? What happened?" And he said, "The elevators, the elevators." And so at that moment, I thought it was a generator at the elevators that blew up. And this guy was... the name is Felipe David. He worked for Automark Services, which actually does all the supplies for the vending machines inside the building.
Okay, let's pick that up, William. Let's pick that up after the break here. We've got Greg Szymanski in the wings. And, Greg, if you find something pertinent that you need, just chime in, please. We'll continue this right on the other side of this break with William Rodriguez. Folks, he was actually there on September 11th. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Online with us this afternoon is William Rodriguez. By the way, I wanted to tell folks that he started an organization called the Hispanic Victims Group, and it's instrumental in hundreds of people to get help after 9/11 left many victims unemployed and homeless. And that's to say nothing about the lung diseases and everything else that they're suffering from all the stuff that came out of the World Trade Center when it just mysteriously collapsed. William, if you would, continue with where you left off prior to the break.
Yes, as I was saying, we heard the explosion. A guy came running, and his skin was pulled off from his all the way from his armpits all the way to the top of the fingertips. He was missing parts on his face. And I started screaming, and he said it was the elevators. And the name of the guy was Felipe David, a guy from Honduras, which I did not know, and was in charge of putting supplies into the vending machines in the building. And now we have 14 people in the office. They're all screaming when they saw this guy because he looked like a monster. And because all the skin and the blood and the blisters that he was already getting, it was just crazy. I mean, the amount of desperation, it was too much. And we're talking about seconds. This is, you know, taking me longer to explain to you, because at the moment that I saw him, I said, don't move. I was going to pick up the phone to call the EMS that was located on the South Tower. Now, Building 2 and Building 1, or South Tower and the North Tower, connected through the basements, different from other buildings. And so if I will call them, they will get there very fast because it was all connected. So when I went to pick up the phone, another explosion. And that shook the building so hard that I thought it was an earthquake. Now, I'm not thinking it's a bomb or anything like that at that moment, because I don't know. I cannot actually digest the amount of desperation that is going around me and to think about the explosions at the same time. So I started screaming, everybody out, everybody out. I started pushing everybody outside the office all the way to the loading dock, from the loading dock through a ramp all the way to the street. And once we get to the street, I'm telling you, this is like 150 to 200 meters long. It's a pretty good walk. And we get to the outside of the building. An ambulance comes in. I put the guy inside the ambulance. And that's when I hear a plane hit the building on a security guard's radio, who was standing right next to the ambulance. That's when I turn around, I look up, and I see the hole. And I just couldn't digest it again, because I said, well, I heard the explosions on the basement. What is that doing on the top? Why is a hole in there? So the first thing that comes to my mind is the people from Windows of the World, which was a restaurant that was located at the top of the building. And I was desperate for the simple reason that I used to go there every single morning to have breakfast, because I started my routine of cleaning the stairwell from the top down. So I have the benefit of getting free breakfast with the workers there. So I knew everybody there. And so my desperation was that we needed to help those people right away. So all of a sudden, everybody that I just pulled out from the building, they started screaming at me, Rodriguez, you're not going back in there. You're staying here. And I say, no, I'm going in. And I took the radio from the security guard, and I started running inside the building through the ramp again, go down the hill, go inside the area. I see there's water everywhere. There's a couple of trucks. I look into the trucks to make sure that there was not a kind of a bomb or a fertilizer bomb because of the experience of the 1993 bombing.
Right.
And I get to the other building, Building 2, which is the South Tower. There I find two persons, a cleaning guy named Jimmy Barrett and a lady called Marie from the security agency for the building. And I told them, you got to get out. They didn't even know what was happening on the other tower. That gives you a general idea how many people probably died on the sub-levels of the other tower.
All right. Now
I went to the OCC.
Okay, if you would, William, hold that thought. We've got to take the top of the hour break here. We've got Greg Szymanski standing by. We'll return with Greg. There's many other issues we want to talk about. Folks, we're having 3 days of 9/11. This is something we're not going to get through today, I guarantee you. We'll be right back.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible?
Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.